8 minutes on the clock. Both teams are getting some final words of encouragement on the sideline. And we will we'll say thanks to your Thayer Bobcat Booster, Clary Funeral Home of Thayer, Mammoth Spring, and Alton, who are also your boosters for the Alton College. Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank, Barton Electric, Penny Lane Accounting, the Langley Animal Clinic, Sunset Salon and Barbering, the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, along with the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Fred O'Neill at the law office, and the 11 Point River Title Company, just some of your boosters for tonight's game. And here we go. Chip is up and controlled by the Alton Comet. Colby Cronodal, no problem, out jumping Logan Doss in the middle of the floor. And here we go. Kanan Heck with it on the right side. They'll swing it around the horn to Drew Clary. Back out to Morrison on top. They're back in that 1-3-1 zone defense. Alton working around the perimeter. Now Clary dumping it down inside to Cronodal. The ball hit the rim. Picked up by the Thayer Bobcats. There goes Andrews going to the bucket as the ball poked away from behind and out of bounds. Jordan Andrews, the Thayer Bobcats' leading scorer. Jace Haven had the big night in the semifinals on Monday night for Thayer. Bobcats inbound the ball down under the bucket. It's Pitt, got into Haven. Haven challenges Cronodal. Cronodal blocks the shot, and the loose ball picked up by Alton. They'll get it up to Morrison. Morrison will bring it back out front and reset the offense here for the Comets. They go to Kanan Heck. Comets leading scorer gives it down. D.L. King in the corner. Back around Andy Morrison. Wide open for the three. Doesn't take it. Now Pitts jumps out on him. Morrison back out to Kanan Heck. Heck to the top of the key. Back to Morrison. Penetrates inside the arch. Gives it out to Heck. Heck jump stops into the lane. Got it down in the corner and around the horn. Now Clary slicing to the lane. Got it back down to Eli King, kicks it back outside to Heck. Heck got a screen, moves down the baseline and scores. Kanan Heck with the first 2 points of the ballgame. Alton's going to apply a little bit of backcourt pressure here. Haven will work it up the floor for the Thayer Bobcats. Hands it off to Jordan Andrews, and Thayer will get into the half-court set for the first time tonight. 6:46 to go in this first quarter. Alton wearing the blue and gold. Thayer playing the white and the green. Here's Haven. Haven challenging Cronodal again. Cronodal missed the shot, got his rebound, goes back up and gets fouled by Colby Cronodal. So the big 6'9 senior. And the Thayer Bobcat taking it right after Cronodal, trying to get the big senior in foul trouble. 6:34 to play in the first quarter, just underway here in the Class 2 District 2 Championship game. It'll be Jace Haven at the free throw line, hits the first free throw. So Haven, first Bobcat on the boards tonight. Huge crowd on hand for this men's championship game. Even though most of the Ellington folks have gone. Here's the second free throw, no good. Cronodal down with the rebound for Alton. And the Comets maintain the lead and have the basketball. Andy Morrison, he'll walk it up across the timeline. Bobcats still back in that 1-3-1 zone. Ball goes over to Clary on the left side wing. Cross-court pass going to be taken by Heck. Heck moving it down to the baseline. He has scored the only bucket for Alton so far in the game. Ball goes to Andy Morrison on the left side of the floor. Back out to Heck. Right side of the free throw circle. Gives it to Clary. Clary curls in the lane. Dumps it down inside to Cronodal. Turns. Misses the shot. Gets his own rebound. Back up. And that one's no good. Cronodal again scores. Colby Cronodal working hard for that one. And here come the Thayer Bobcats, down now by three with 5:45 to go in the first quarter. Thayer will get into the half-court set. Gage Pitts handles it out front, gives over to Andrews. Andrews slicing to the lane, all the way to the bucket for the lay-in. Jordan Andrews with the first field goal for Thayer, back to a one-point game. Folks, I believe we got a dandy in the making here, just like the girls game. What an outstanding ball game that was. Boys game here. Eli King with it for Alton as they continue to work around the perimeter of the Bobcat zone. Got it to Kanan Heck, just to the right side of the free throw circle. He'll take it into the circle, now feed it out to Clary. Clary dumping it down inside to Cronodal. Colby going up with a shot, blocked by Landry Pitts. Pitts with the block, and the Thayer Bobcats with the ball back. They'll swing it up to Landry Pitts. Landry will hand it off to Andrews. Andrews, slicing and dicing, feed out to Gage for three. It's good! A three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Gage Pitts knocks one down from way downtown, and the Thayer Bobcats lead at 6-4. Alton with the basketball. They'll swing it right side to Kanan Heck, down the corner to Droopy. Drew Claret, cross court to Morrison. He steps into a three. Bingo! Andy Morrison hits one. Oh, this is going to be fun tonight, boys. This is going to be fun. 7-6, Alton back on top. Thomas, a little bit of backcourt pressure. Thayer works it into the front court. Got it over to Andrews. Andrews little shake and bake again on the left side. Feeds it out to Gabe Pitts. Coach Matt Pitts got it over to Andrews. Andrews, three more. That one is no good. And the rebound controlled by Eli King. And here come the Alton Comets with a chance to add to their lead. Andy Morrison handles it out front. Feeds it right side to Kane and Heck. 4 minutes gone by. 4 minutes remain here in the first quarter. Alton by one. Drew Clary with it. Feeds it over to Kane and Heck on the left, the right side wing. Now in the left corner for Clary, trying to bounce it inside. The ball is stolen by Haven. Bear Bobcats off on a 3-on-2. Haven going all the way to the rack. Missed the shot. Rebound tipped up by Goss, and he couldn't hang on, and we get a foul in the backcourt. Going to go on Gage Pitts. Gage Pitts tried to poke it away from Eli King down there. Substitution now. Dalton Sharp will check in for the Alton Comets. Colby Kernodal will check out. Foul on Gage Pitts, his first team foul on the Thayer Bobcats. Both teams have been called for one. Alton Comets taking their time here with a one-point lead. Eli King on the left side wing. Feeds it over to Morrison. They go to the high post for Drew Clary. Back and down to defender. He goes up and under. Shoot shot is good. Drew Clary makes it a three-point lead. By the way, Keegan Nicholson has checked into the game for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats. Got it down the corner. We're going to get a whistle and a foul out on top. That'll be on Andy Morrison as Haven made the spin move at the elbow. Morrison fouled him, and that'll be number one on Morrison. Substitutions for Alton. Kane and Heck and Andy Morrison go out. Jed Montgomery and Brandon DeWolf, Mr. Instant Offense, checks into the game for the Alton Comets. Thayer inbound the ball in the backcourt. Got it to Gage Pitts. He'll bring it across the timeline with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Jordan Andrews, the Bobcat sophomore, handles it out way out on the floor. He takes it into the free throw circle, gives over to Landry Pitts, steps into a three-pointer. That was partially blocked by Montgomery, and the loose ball taken by Drew Clare. So Alton with a chance to add to a three-point lead here. DeWolf to Montgomery. Montgomery on the left side of the floor, feeds it back out on top to Clare. Drew looking in the middle, nobody open, goes to Montgomery, now back out to Clare. Clary holds it between the circles. Flings it around on the left side to Montgomery. Montgomery looking to penetrate. Bobcats cut him off. He'll give it out to Brandon DeWolf on top. 2:35 to go now in the quarter. Alton being very patient here offensively. Jed Montgomery holds it out top. Works away from the defender on the dribble drive. Feeds it over to Drew Clary. Clary looking in the middle. Nobody open. Takes it down in the corner to Eli King. Eli way back out front to Montgomery. Jed has... Oh, and Gage Pitts trying to poke it away from Jed Montgomery, and Gage just picked up his second foul. Not a smart foul there by the Bobcat sophomore point guard. And Gage will go to the Bobcat bench. Lane Grimes will check in. Number 24 for the Thayer Bobcats. So Thayer already two subs on the floor. Keegan Nicholson and Lane Grimes. Alton with the basketball, leading by three. 2 minutes to go. They get it down the right corner to Brandon DeWolf. Leads it back out to Clary. They dump it down inside to Sharp. His shot is up, no good. Rebound comes down, and we get a foul on Dalton Sharp. Bobcats got the rebound. That was Jace Haven. And Dalton Sharp got him by the wrist. So the foul on Sharp will be his first of the night. And team foul number three on the Comets. Drew Clary checks out of the game now as Kanan Heck is back in for Coach Norm Hollis and his Alton Comets. Thayer will inbound the ball, got it to Haven. Haven just races up against the full court pressure. Takes it all the way into the lane, around the defense for the layup. Nobody stepped in front, and Jace Haven gets Thayer back to within one here at 9-8 with a minute 45 to go in the quarter. Alton swings it on the right side to DeWolf. Number two, Brandon DeWolf takes it down to the baseline, and his pass is going to be deflected but picked up by Kanan Heck. Kanan looking for a lane to the bucket. He is so good at finding those seams, and Thayer Bobcats just not showing him anything. Here's DeWolf back over to Eli King, looking in the middle, nobody open. Brings it back outside to Jed Montgomery. Montgomery going to the bucket. He lays one up, no good. Rebound, ball it around, controlled by the Bobcats, and we're going to get a foul on the Thayer Bobcats. Number 10, Landry Pitts is going to be called for a foul away from the ball. So Landry gets called for a foul there. That'll be team foul number three on the Bobcats. Foul number one on Landry Pitts. Alton will inbound the ball down under the bucket to the right side of the glass. Looking in the corner, they'll bring it out front. Ball is almost taken away by Grimes, but DeWolf has got it. Back down to Montgomery. Jed on the wing, throws a long cross-court pass. DeWolf will bring it down. Feed it on the right side to Kanan Heck. Heck Back out to DeWolf. Now over to Montgomery. These two teams know each other so well. Neither offense is really getting ready or gotten anything going yet. It's still 9-8. Alton with a one-point lead and the ball. Montgomery out between the circles. Feeds it on the right wing to Eli King. He'll dribble drive back out to Montgomery. And now to Kanan Heck on the left side. 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Alton being patient, working around the perimeter. Montgomery holds it, working against Grimes, and now gives it up to Kanan Heck with 35 seconds to go. Baird Montgomery gives it in the corner to DeWolf. Bobcats jump on him. They'll feed it back out to Heck. 30 seconds to go. Bobcat student section says, boring, boring. Alton still with the ball, 22 seconds to go. Kanan Heck just holds it out front now. Now Coach Norm Hollis will call the play. Alton getting set for the final point of the quarter with a one-point lead, or the final shot of the quarter with a one-point lead. Been a quick first quarter. Here's Kanan Heck with it. Feeds the left side to Montgomery with 6 seconds. Back out to Heck with 4. Going to the right side in the corner. DeWolf, no, we got a whistle. And a travel on the Alton Comets with 3.9 seconds to play. The Comets turn it over, and it'll be Thayer Bobcat ball with a chance to take the lead here. Somebody can hit one at the buzzer. Jace Haven triggers it in down in the corner to Pitts, and it's knocked away by the defense and out of bounds. And I don't think the Bobcats really cared so much that it was knocked away. Now gives them a chance to run an inbound play from their own end of the floor with 2.9 seconds to go. They'll inbound it on the sideline. Looking for the alley. Got it to Andrews. Andrews over to Haven for three. It's off the rim. No good. And that's the end of our first quarter. Our score, 9-8. Alton Comets with a lead over the Thayer Bobcats. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Pizza Inn of Thayer supports our local home team. And you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salad, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights. Have you downloaded the new app yet, available for iPhone and Android? You can order online at pizzain.com. Pizza Inn of Thayer with dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. 417-264-3800 or visit pizzain.com and order online. Go Bobcats!
This is John Plummer, Community President at Simmons Bank. Our team is here for all our friends and neighbors in Thayer with smart financial services that makes banking easy. Whether you're buying a new home, making a land purchase, buying a new vehicle, or saving for a future goal, we have something for all those dreams. We invite you to visit us in West Plains or Mammoth Spring. Simmons Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
We're back after the timeout, ready for our second quarter. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball here as we start the second quarter. Thayer down by one, excuse me, to the Alton Comets. 9-8 here in the Class 2 District 2 Basketball Championship. I want to say thanks to some more of your boosters helping to bring you the game tonight, including Forstler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts, the Thayer Walmart, Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores in Thayer and Alton, Alex and Kylie O'Neill and the team at the RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer, and Freeman and Woolsey Pump Service in Thayer. Bobcats inbound ball working around the perimeter of the Alton Comet zone here. Bobcats back to the starters with the exception of, well, actually they've only got three of the starters in there. Here's Lane Grimes, fires a three off the right side. It's good. Lane Grimes off the Bobcat bench with a three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. And the Thayer Bobcats up by a two-point advantage now, 11-9 with 7:27 to go. Alton will lob the ball down inside to Chernobyl. His shot is up, no good. And we're going to get a foul on the rebound. No, they're going to call it on the shot. Foul on the shot. Going to the line will be Colby Chernobyl. Foul was on number 35. That is Keaton Nicholson for the Thayer Bobcats. Team foul number 4 against Thayer. Just underway here in the second half. Chernobyl trying to tie this game, and he hits the first free throw. Chernobyl with his first free throw. And he's got 3 points in the game. Nobody with more than three for either team. And now Chernobyl hits his fourth of the first half. And we're tied at 11 with 7:20 to go. Good ball game. One's going to go right down to the wire, you got to think. Thayer Bobcats with it. Here's Jordan Andrews out front. Feeds it over to Grimes on the right wing. Back outside to Haven. Haven slicing right down the middle. Throws it back out to the wing to Andrews. Goes to the elbow. Fakes. Now shoots. In and out. No good. And rebound controlled by Clary for Alton. Drew gets it up the floor to Kanan Heck in the right wing, or in the right wing area. And he pulls up his dribble, gives it now on the baseline to Chernobyl, back outside to Morrison. Morrison back over to Heck. Kanan Heck slices into the free throw circle. Feeds it back outside to Drew Clary. Now back on top for Morrison. Morrison holds up a fist. Would indicate the play, I would assume. Ball goes left side to Kanan Heck. Now to the high post for Clary. Back down the defender, spins and scores. Second bucket of the night for Drew Clary. Thayer coming the other way in a hurry. Grimes gives it out top of the key to pitch for three. That one's off the rim. And rebound taken by Clary. And Clary quick on the outlet to Kanan Heck, who shoots and scores. Kanan Heck with a quick bucket, and Alton leads it now by four. 15-11. 2 minutes gone by here in the second quarter. Thayer working on the offensive end. Haven out front. Leads it on the left side to Andrews. Andrews jump pass over to Grimes in the corner to pitch for three. That one's off the rim. Rebound comes out long, and Eli King runs it down for the Alton Comets. Drew Clary tells him, give the ball to Morrison. Comets will slow it down just a little bit here with 5:46 to play in the half. Bobcats have really spread that zone defense out on the floor here. And kind of a modification of the 1-3-1. More of a 2-3 here, trying to offset and nullify Colby Cronodle, the big 6'9 senior in the middle. And the perimeter shooting of the Alton Comets, which makes them so hard to play against. Comets continue to work it around the outside. Got it to Drew Clary at the elbow. Bounces it to King, going down the baseline. He gives it up to Cronodle, and Cronodle's going to be fouled. And that one will be on Haven. Yes, it is. Chase Haven called for the foul. That'll be his first of the game. Logan Doss going to check back in the ballgame now for the Thayer Bobcats, but not until after Cronodle shoots the first free throw. And he bounces off the back rim. No good. So it's going to be who checking out? It'll be Landry Pitts coming out. So Thayer now with a lineup of Andrews, Grimes, Nicholson, Haven, and Doss. And for the Alton Comets, Kaysen Kinder has just checked in. He's out there along with Kanan Heck, Colby Cronodle, Drew Clary, and Andy Morrison. Second free throw for Cronodle is good. 5 points now for Colby tonight. He leads all scorers, and he'll check out of the game. Dalton Sharp back in for the Alton Comets. So the Comets with their biggest lead of the game so far. They lead at 16-11 with 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Thayer Bobcats into the half-court offense. Still trying to get into a rhythm. Thayer with it out on top is Haven. Got it to Andrews and gets it right back. Takes it to the left side of the floor. Passes it over to the right side. Delane Grimes. Grimes will swing it down on the wing and get it right back. Now over to Haven on the left. He'll fire a three. That one is off the rim. No. Grimes got the rebound. Puts it back up and in. Lane Grimes off the Bobcat bench with 5 points. And it's back to a three-point game again. 16-13. Beautiful play by Lane Grimes to get the offense and put it back up and in. Here's Alton with it. Top of the key, Morrison. Hands off to Drew Clary as he dribbles it down to the left wing. Cross-court pass goes down the corner to Kinder. Kinder driving toward the bucket. Kicks it out to Heck. Heck over to Clary. Clary to Morrison. Morrison will bring it back out top. And Alton will restart the offense here with 4:18 to go in the first half. Very clean first half of basketball here between two teams that know each other really well. Alton and Thayer. Battle for bragging rights in Oregon County and the district championship. And here's Clary going into the lane. Lost the handle on the ball. And it goes off his knee out of bounds. Good defense there by the Thayer Bobcats. And Thayer will get the ball back with 4 minutes to go in the half. Down by three. Jace Haven bringing it up out of the backcourt. Thayer with the pitch boys on the bench right now. Gage and Landry. Thayer will swing it on the right side to Grimes. Down to Nicholson. He'll bring it out to the wing on the dribble. Feed it back out to Jace Haven. Haven looking to move into the lane. Pulls up the free throw line. Gives it back out to Grimes. Lane swings it around to Andrews. Andrews will take it on top. Jordan with just 2 points here in the first quarter. Here goes Grimes again toward the bucket. Pulls up with a shot. No good. And rebound control by Alton. So the Comets with a chance to go back up five here with a bucket. Morrison will bring it across the timeline. Lane Grimes got wide open down there and just shot the ball too hard off the backboard. Alton with it. Got it to Drew Clary, just outside the free throw circle on the right side. Gives over to Kanan Heck for three. That one's off the mark, no good. And the rebound is going to be a held ball, and the possession belongs to the Alton Comets. So Alton Comet ball here. They'll inbound it down under their own bucket. Landry Pitts going to check back into the game for Thayer. Nicholson will check out. Well, Bobcats trade sophomore for sophomore. And Kinder looking to trigger it in. all 6 feet four of it. Got it into Drew Clary on the baseline. Drew making a move around the defender, pulls up with a shot that's no good, and the rebound knocked out of bounds by the Thayer Bobcats. Say thanks to some more your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including the Kenny Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer and Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in Thayer and West Plains. Alton inbounds the ball. Kanan Hatt gives it to Clary. Clary dumps it inside for Sharp. His shot is up and good. Dalton Sharp with his first 2 points of the ball game, and that makes it a 5-point lead again for the Alton Comets, 18-13. Thayer with the ball. Haven takes it all the way up the floor, feeds it out to Landry Pitts. Landry works away from the defense, feeds over to Grimes. Grimes to Andrews on the left side wing. Well, the Comets, when Andrews gets the ball, every head is on Jordan Andrews because he can make so many moves. He's so smooth getting the ball to the rim. So far tonight, hasn't been able to get that done. Now he pulls up with a three, and it's off the rim. No good at the top of the key. And the rebound to Dalton Sharp, and here come the Alton Comets with a 5-point lead in the ball, 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Comets gets the ball to Clary at the elbow, moves down the left side of the lane, puts up a shot, no good, but he's fouled on the play. And Drew Clary will go to the free throw line and shoot two. That's a pretty feed from Andy Morrison. Foul on the Bobcats, I believe, is going to be on Logan Doss. It is. That'll be number one on Logan. And the 16th foul on the Thayer Bobcats here in the first half. So Alton will be shooting the 1-1 from here on out. Drew Clary, 4 points in the game, shooting his first free throw of the night. It's no good. Clary will step back. Brandon DeWolf will check in the game. Kanan Heck is out for Alton. Comets are led in the first half by Colby Cronodal. The big senior has scored 5. Drew Clary with 4. Kanan Heck with 4. And now Clary with 5 as he hits the second free throw. And that makes it a 6-point lead for the Alton Comets. 19-13 is our score. Thayer races the ball up the floor, up the left side. Jace Haven gives it up to Grimes. Back out to Haven on the left side wing. Jay swings it over to Andrews. He fires a long three. We got a whistle. What's the call? We got a foul. It's a moving screen on Logan Doss. Logan Doss called for the moving screen violation. He'll check out of the game as Nicholson goes back in for the Thayer Bobcats. So 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Alton leads it by 6. 19-13 is your score. Morrison swings it over to the left side for Kinder. Kinder, right side to DeWolf. DeWolf back out to Morrison. Morrison passes it to Clary at the free throw line. Fake, spins right into the lane. He traveled. Yep, sure did. Yep, Drew Clary traveled on that one. Took an extra step on the spin move. Good defensive play by the Thayer Bobcats. And again, Alton coming with a little 2-2-1 zone press here. Thayer so far has not had any trouble with the press. They give it to Jace Haven. Haven will dribble up the right side and breaks the press. Going all the way up the right wing. Now looking to go to the bucket and kick it back out to Lane Grimes. Grimes to Andrews. He stops and pops in the lane. That one is rattling in and out, no good. And the rebound controlled by the Alton Comets. And Andrews can't seem to find the range tonight. The shot's just not dropping for the sophomore from Thayer. Morrison works against the defense for Alton. Got it down to Brandon DeWolf. DeWolf will bounce it outside to Morrison again. Back to DeWolf on the wing. He'll bounce it to Clary at the elbow. Going inside to Sharp, and the ball deflected and out of bounds by the Thayer Bobcat defense. Trying to make that diagonal pass to Sharp, coming from the low blocks to the middle of the lane, and the defense was ready for that one. Alton will inbound it. Oh, the lob pass inside for Clary. He couldn't hit the shot. And the rebound to Nicholson, and here come the Thayer Bobcats. Here's Haven going all the way to the bucket. Oh, he misses the shot, but he'll go to the line and shoot two. Haven with a pretty clear lane to the bucket, and that foul will be on Dalton Sharp, and that'll be number 2 on Dalton. Well, Colby Cronodal gets up off the Comet bench and will go back in the ballgame here in the first half. 1 minute to play. Alton leads it by 6. Making a 5-point lead as Haven hits the free throw. Jace Haven now with 4 points in the ballgame. Thayer is led in the first half by Lane Grimes. Grimes has scored 5 in the first half to lead the Thayer Bobcats. Now the free throw here, trying to make it a 4-point game for Jace Haven, and it's good. So Haven with 5, Grimes with 5. A 3 for Gage Pitts and 2 for Jordan Andrews. And that's it scoring for the Thayer Bobcats in the first half. We're down under a minute to go. Thayer back to within 4. Alton with the basketball. Morrison gives it over to Drew Clary. Back to Morrison as Alton looks like they want to hold for the final shot of the quarter. Now Morrison dribble drives away from a double team. feeds it to DeWolf. DeWolf slides down to the baseline. And, oh, now throws it into the backcourt, and the ball is going to go out of bounds, and Thayer's going to get to inbound it with 34 seconds to go under their own bucket. A mistake by the Comets. Brandon DeWolf went to throw it back out front to Morrison and threw it too high. Substitution for Thayer. Lane Grimes will check out, and Gage Pitts is back in. Kinder will check out of the game, and Eli King back in for the Alton Comets. Well, Thayer with a chance to make it a two-point game here. Looking inbound, they bounce it to Haven. Haven on the dribble drive, moves into the lane. Excuse me. Ran into Colby Kernodal and gives the ball back out front. Haven was a little bit shaken up on that. Holding his shoulder. Now Thayer just going to run the clock down with 18 seconds to go in the first half. Thayer down four, like to make it a two-point game. And if somebody hits one from downtown, it could be a one-point game. Pitts with it, swings it on the right side to Landry. Back out to Gage with five. Pulling off a screen. Got it to Andrews for three. Bingo! Jordan Andrews nails a three. Brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Andrews will end the first half with five. And we've got a one-point game at the half. 19-18. The Alton Comets lead the Thayer Bobcats. We'll take a timeout, and we'll be back with your halftime report. Brought to you by the Community First Banking Company in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you in the mood for some home-cooked food, but you just don't feel like cooking or cleaning up? Well, go to the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the square in Alton. They're open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. They feature a lunch buffet Monday through Friday and a dinner buffet Thursday and Friday starting at 5 p.m. It's the Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant. Check them out on Facebook, keep up with their specials, and there you'll find some of their reviews. Great from scratch food, great buffet, great customer service. The Corn Fed Rascal Restaurant on the square in Alton.
Simpson's True Value has the lowest prices you depend on for the items you use every day. Right now, four packs of GE LED light bulbs are just $10.99 each. Choose from 6-watt or 10.5-watt soft white or daylight bulbs. These dimmable bulbs are all rated for 15,000 hours of life. Head over to Simpson's True Value in Alton and stock up on these and other bargains of the month while supplies last.
You are getting money back on your income tax return, but it won't be quite enough for the vacation you're planning or something you're wanting to purchase. Or maybe this year you end up having to pay more income taxes in. Whatever your financial need is, you can come visit a loan officer at the Alton Bank. They will sit down and discuss the options available to you. At Alton Bank, we care, so it is our goal to have a financial product to meet your needs. Come by and let us show you the personal attention you will experience with us. We are a hometown bank that cares about you. Alton Bank, worth changing banks for. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Good sportsmanship isn't something that just happens. It's taught. As part of our high school activities program in Missouri, good sportsmanship has become a tradition with our high school coaches, athletes, and fans. Respected by everyone helps make that happen. We at K-Country 95 and the Ecom Sports Network encourage everyone to help us continue a great Missouri tradition that's practiced both in the small towns and the big city. Good sportsmanship. Preceding message brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and the Ecom Sports Network. Well, good ball game for a half. Thayer Bobcats trail the Alton Comets by a score of 19-18. And, wow, Alton had a seven-point lead at one time. Thayer Bobcats had a bit of a lead at one time. And I think that's the way this game's going to go throughout. We talked about that during the pregame. Two teams that know each other very well. And this is going to come down to, I know this may sound a bit cliche, but it's going to come down to who can make shots. And, of course, both teams are very good defensively. Both teams rebound the ball well. Alton with a bit of a rebounding advantage here in the first half because of their size. But it's going to come down, I believe, at the end to who can make shots. Our score at the half, 19-18. The Alton Comets lead the Thayer Bobcats here in the Class 2 D1 District 2 championship game. I do want to remind you again, the Thayer Lady Bobcats already a winner tonight. Lady Bobcats a winner over number 3-ranked Ellington in the girls' championship in a game that came right down to the wire. Thayer won it 39-35, a pair of free throws by Maddie Curley. Gave the Lady Bobcats a four-point advantage with 6 seconds left, and Thayer repeats as the district champions and will head to the sectional next Wednesday. They will take on the winner of tomorrow night's game between Neelyville and Hayti for the right to move into the state quarterfinals. By the way, the winner of this boys' game will also play next Wednesday night over at Three Rivers Community College in Poplar Bluff. They'll take on the winner of the Bernie-Hayti game, which is also tomorrow night. Yeah, I love this time of the year. High school basketball, it just didn't get any better than this. And I do want to remind you that coming up at about 8:30 tonight, we will have coverage of the Mammoth Spring Bears as they play in the regional tournament down at Hillcrest. And that game is scheduled for an 8:30 start. Now, what we will do is we will start the broadcast over on AM 1290 and FM 103.7 The Gift. Matter of fact, we'll have the entire game over there on the AM. And on the and at 103.7 The Gift. And but at the end of this game, we will switch over and carry the end of the Mammoth Spring game here at K-Country 95. Also, with the Mammoth Spring game coming up at 8:30, you can watch that on our live video stream at ecomnewsnetwork.com. All right, we're at halftime here in our championship game of the boys here in the Class 2 District 2. Alton leads Thayer by one at the intermission. We'll take a timeout, take a look at your first half scoring in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most, see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They offer a great selection of over 250 guns in stock, as well as ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges. Your one stop for conservation, Hunt Brothers Pizza, catering, and more. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Monty's Outdoors is the perfect place to get a jump start on spring. Find the latest releases in fishing rods, reels, and tackle. Don't let a little weather keep you on the sideline. Pair up new hook and Columbia rainwear with muck or lacrosse boots. Save 20% on just-arrived hook and Columbia sportswear. And find literally over 500 Columbia PFG hats for just $19. Get a jump start on spring at Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains.
And we're back after the timeout. It's halftime here. Both teams have made their way back out onto the court. We'll get our second half started here in just a couple of minutes. First, let's check on the first half scoring for the Alton Comets. They're led by Drew Clary. Drew's got 5. Also 5 points for Colby Kernodal. 4 points for Kanan Heck. A 3 for Andy Morrison. And 2 for Dalton Sharp. Eli King did not score. Kinder, Montgomery, DeWolf did not score in the first half. And for the Thayer Bobcats, they're led by Jordan Andrews and Jace Haven and Lane Grimes. All three have 5 points in the first half. A 3 for Gage Pitts, who sat out most of the first half after picking up 2 early fouls. So the Thayer Bobcats trailing by 1 to the Alton Comets here. So the number 3 seed making a bid for the upset of the top-seeded and defending district champion Thayer Bobcats. We're going to take a timeout. Back with your second half in just about 90 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for kayakers, car dealers, grocery baggers, and mail carriers. We're for teachers, preachers, students, and singers. Armed service members, you bet we're for you. We're for people who shake your hand and say hello, not because they know you, but because they don't. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. And don't worry, we're still for farmers, too. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Chick days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, and bulk chicks are in store now. You can order chicks by March 30th for April 28th pickup. Order forms are available at both locations with multiple options and sizes of chick starters, organic as well. Hirsch also has everything you need to raise a healthy flock, including heat lamps, feeders, waterers, and more. Chick days at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains and Thayer.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
You've been involved in a crash, or maybe a deer is rammed into the side of your rig. What do you do now? Well, you go to Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They are now a collision repair estimate center. Just stop by anytime. They'll do your estimate. They'll deal with your insurance company and help you get your vehicle repaired and back on the road. And if your rig is dirty and needs a good detail job, well, they do those too, starting as low as $60. And of course, they got a lot full of quality pre-owned vehicles. Oregon County Cars, collision repair estimate and detail center in Thayer. Oregon County Cars.
And we're back to Van Buren, just underway here in the championship game of the men's district, Class 2, District 2. Thayer Bobcats trail Alton by one. Bobcats with a basketball to start the quarter. Bobcats getting it down in the middle. Ball's going to be deflected. We're going to get a foul called. Foul on 44, Colby Kernodle for the Alton Comets. Bobcats got the ball to Andrews. He tried a diagonal pass down inside to Doss, and Kernodle is going to be called for the foul. So Thayer will inbound it. Down by one. They lob it into Doss, who puts it up and in. Logan Doss on the inbound lob. And the Thayer Bobcats have taken the lead 20-19. What a pass by Gage Pitts, and what a shot by Logan Doss on the tip-in. Alton now with the basketball down by one, swinging around the horn. Morrison. Oh, his pass is going to be stolen by Andrews. Andrews will slide to the bucket and score the layup. Jordan Andrews with the steal on the bad pass by Andy Morrison. Comets with it now. They'll swing it left side to Clary. Back out to Morrison. Morrison wanting to get it over to Heck. Now does as he bounces it over there. 1 minute gone by in the third quarter. Alton with the basketball. Morrison out on top. He'll shoot a three. That one's off the front rim. No good. Andrews jinks down the rebound for Thayer. Bobcats on the break. Andrews right down the middle floor. Goes to the right. Challenges Kernodle and shoots over the top of him and scores. Jordan Andrews now with 9 points, and Coach Hollis wants a timeout. Thayer Bobcats have come out of the locker room on fire. They have outscored the Comets 6-0 and now lead it by 5, 24-19. We'll take a timeout back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
And we're back after the timeout. Thayer Bobcats with a 6-0 run to start the third quarter. And Thayer now with a lead over the Alton Comets, 24-19. Comets haven't scored yet in the first minute, 15 seconds of this third period. They've got it on the offensive end. Andy Morrison out on top. Swings it left side to Clary. Clary dribble drive down to the baseline. Throws it out to Heck in the corner. Heck sliding toward the bucket. Gives it back to Clary. Moves off a screen. Feeds it on the left side for Morrison. Morrison back out to Clary. Clary lob pass down to Eli King in the corner. He drives toward the bucket and feeds it back out to Morrison. Andy going to the free throw line. Jump pass down in the corner to Heck. Kanan trying to drive the baseline. Bobcats cut him off, and he'll get it back outside. A round of applause by the Thayer Bobcats fans. Good defensive stand here for the Thayer Bobcats, denying Alton the shot. Ball goes to Clary now on the right side baseline. Looking, gives it back out to King. King in the lane, back out to Clary, driving the baseline. A little jump pass to Kernodle. Kernodle in the lane, lost it. Picked up by Andrews. Andrews will drive for the layup. Oh, he missed it. Rebound, Logan Doss trying to go back up, and a foul going to be called on the Alton Comets. Logan Doss followed it up. But that would have been quite a shot to make for Jordan Andrews. I don't want it to sound like he blew a wide-open layup. Alden had defense back there. Jordan made about three fakes while he was in the air before he laid it up on the glass. Foul's going to be on Drew Clary of the Alton Comets. Came on the rebound. Oh, no, they're going to call it on the rebound. So Thayer will inbound the ball here with 5:49 to go. They bounce it to Haven. Haven goes up with a shot. That is blocked by Dalton Sharp. Sharp is in there for Kernodal, who picked up that foul a moment ago. So Alton with the ball back. They have not scored yet here in the third quarter. 2.5 minutes gone by. Comets down by 5. Morrison out on top, working against Gage Pitt. Now they leave him open on the wing. He thought about the shot. Haven jumps out on it. And they'll feed it across the court. Got it to Kanan Heck on the right side. Back out to Morrison on top. Alton just having trouble getting anything open against this Bobcat swarming 1-3-1 matchup zone. Here to give to Morrison. Morrison fakes the three, and then Haven got in the air and came down on top of it. Morrison never attempted a shot, so it'll be a non-shooting foul. Alton will inbound the ball on the near side. Haven picks up his second foul of the game. Comes with 5:11 to go in the third quarter. Big crowd on hand for this district championship game. Alton with the basketball. Kanan Heck slicing in the lane. Elevates for the shot. It is no good. Gets his own rebound. Fakes. Goes right back up and scores. Kanan Heck doing what Kanan Heck does. And that breaks the 6-0 run by the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats have got it now. Andrews over to Gage Pitts. Fakes right. Moves to the free throw line and he travels. Gage Pitts going to be called for the travel. An extra dribble. Needed an extra dribble on that play. Picked up the pivot foot before he got the ball down on the floor. And a 3-point there, Bobcat lead now. Alton Comets coming back, trying to cut that back to 1. As somebody hits one from downtown, we'll be tied again. Here's Kanan Heck going down to the right wing on the dribble drive. Feeds it out to Eli King. Eli over to Morrison. Thought about the 3, doesn't take the shot. Feeds it back over to King. King takes it to the right wing. Now brings it back to the left to Morrison. He'll shoot the 3, and it's good! Andy Morrison with his second 3-pointer tonight. And we're tied at 24 with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Oh, man. We've got an old-fashioned barn burner in the making here at the Van Buren High School gym. This crowd will raise the roof on this place. Haven with the ball for Thayer. Over to Landry Pitts. He fired the 3. That's off the rim. No good. And Eli King down the rebound for the Alton Comets. Fought off the Thayer Bobcat surge at the beginning of the third quarter. They have come back to tie the game after being down by 5. And looking to take the lead here on this possession with 3:30 to go in the third quarter. Drew Clary's got it out top. Feeds over to Morrison. Back to Clary. Clary over to Kanan Heck. Kanan gives it back over to Morrison on the left side wing. They like to run the offense from that left side. Now he gets to Clary at the elbow. Feeds it back to Kanan Heck. Heck trailing up the play, going in the lane. Ball is stolen by the Thayer Bobcats who are on the break. Jordan Andrews behind the back of the dribble. Has the ball stolen by Kanan Heck. And Alton breaking the other way. And they didn't have the numbers. Clary, the senior, pulls it out and resets the offense with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Coach Hollis holds up his hand as this reset here. Clary on the right side to Heck. Heck down to Morrison in the corner. Andy thought about the 3. Doesn't take it. Gives it back to Clary. He elevates. Now dumps it down inside to Dalton Sharp. Fake. Now shoots and scores. Drew Clary with a beautiful feed to Dalton Sharp. Here's Thayer coming the other way. Haven kicks it out to Andrews for 3. Bingo! Jordan Andrews now with 12 points in the game, 7 in the quarter, and Thayer back on top by 1 at 27-26. And he hit that one from way downtown. Alton back to the offensive end with 2:19 to go in the third quarter, down by a point. They get it over to Kanan Heck. Kanan, the junior, holds it high above the head. Gives it back out to Morrison. Now on the left side wing for Clary. Back out to Morrison on top. Alton just working on the perimeter against this Bobcat 1-3-1 matchup zone, which has been really good tonight. It's an Alton team that averaged about 65 points a game, and Thayer held them to 26 through three quarters. Here's Landry Pitts out on Heck as he takes the ball down to the corner. Back over to Morrison. Morrison to the free throw line. Lobs it down the corner for Eli King, and it goes over his head and out of bounds. So an unforced turnover there, and the Thayer Bobcats with a one-point lead have got the ball back. Logan Doss will check out. Lane Grimes is in. Keaton Nicholson is in. Landry Pitts will go out. So the Bobcats get some of their starters a little rest here with a minute 44 to go in the third quarter. Thayer up by one with the basketball. Gage Pitts working it up out of the backcourt, crosses the timeline, feeds on the left side to Jordan Andrews, who has been unconscious this quarter, has scored 7 points in the third quarter. Ball now to Gage Pitts on the right side wing, out on top to Grimes, fakes the penetration, gives it back out to Gage with a minute 23. Now to Andrews, back to Gage Pitts, takes it to the left side elbow, goes up for the shot, lost it. Ball goes to Andrews, poked away from him, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul going the other way. Nice play there by one of the Comet defenders as Andrews went up for the shot. The ball was poked away at the waist, and then the foul was called on Jace Haven. Well, I'm sorry, number 35, that is Keaton Nicholson. So Nicholson called for his second. Now the officials are wiping some perspiration off the ball. And I thought that thing must be kind of slick because two different Bobcats went up to shoot it and the ball slipped out of their hands. Well, the officials find some perspiration on it. Now substitution for Alton. Eli King will check out. And Kaysen Kinder will check in. Also, Colby Cronodal back in the ballgame. Dalton Schutt will sit down. Kinder in there because of his three-point shot ability. Alton down by one here with a minute 13 to go. And if Kinder gets an opportunity to get a wide-open three, you can bet he'll take it. Down to a minute to go in the third quarter. Here's a cross-court pass to Kinder. Kinder moves to the elbow on the dribble, feeds out to Morrison. He'll shoot the three, and he keeps it. Andy Morrison with his third three-pointer of the night. And the Alton Comets are back up by two with 50 seconds to go. Morrison knocks one down, his third three of the night. Here's Thayer attacking the basket. No, they're going to kick it back outside. We get a whistle and a foul. Jordan Andrews, a quick move, getting into the lane. He'll be fouled by number 20, Andy Morrison. Foul on Andy will be his second of the night. And the third team foul against Alton here in the quarter. And now Cronodal. Let's see, Jed Montgomery back in the game. Thayer looking around the inbound play here. Gage Pitts looking in. Nobody open. Feeds it out to Andrews with 42 seconds. He'll feed it over and around the horn to Lane Grimes with 38. Back to Andrews at the top. Thayer down two here with the ball. Gage Pitts around to Grimes. He'll fire the three, and it's good! Lane Grimes with his second three-pointer of the night. And the Thayer Bobcats take a one-point lead with 23 seconds to go in the third quarter. What a game we got going here in Van Buren, the Class 2 District 2 Championship. Alton going to hold now for the final shot of the third quarter, down by one. Droopy's got it out front. Takes it to the top of the key with 6 seconds. To Kanan Heck, sliding down the baseline, shoots and scores. Kanan Heck with a big bucket. Here's a full-court shot by Thayer. No good. And that's the end of three quarters of the play. Our score is 31-30. The Alton Comets with a lead over the top-seeded Thayer Bobcats. We'll be back with the final 8 minutes in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're not feeling well and need competent and compassionate medical care, go to Family Healthcare of Mammoth Spring, located at 350 South Main Street, Suite Number 4, just past Palace Drug in the heart of Mammoth Spring. Family Healthcare accepts all major insurance, plus Medicare and Missouri and Arkansas Medicaid. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, closed on Wednesdays. Call and make your appointment today with board-certified nurse practitioner Tamara Ward, providing the first-rate family health care that people in the local area deserve.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Well, both these teams won two-point games in the semifinals, and both of them had to hit shots at the end to do it. For the Thayer Bobcats, it was a pair of free throws. For the Alton Comets, it was a buzzer beater by Eli King. They both won their semifinal game by two, and here Alton leads it by one as we go into the final 8 minutes. Alton with the basketball. Inbound pass almost stolen by Jordan Andrews, and it goes out of bounds, so Eli King will inbound it into the backcourt. For Andy Morrison. Morrison leads the Comets in scoring tonight. Andy has scored 9 in the game. 3 three-pointers. Low-scoring affair here, 31-30. Alton works it around the perimeter. Don't have to get in any hurry with the lead. They get it to Drew Clary. Clary out top, worked it to the left side for Andy Morrison. Morrison over on the right side now to Heck. Down the corner to Clary for three. That one is good! Drew Clary knocks one down from downtown. And the Alton Comets lead it now by four. Can the Thayer Bobcats answer here? Got the ball to Lane Grimes on the left side. Grimes out to Gage Pitts. Now to Jace Haven. Back over to Pitts. To Andrews. Andrews driving the baseline. Challenges Kernodle. Puts up the shot. No good. Nicholson will rebound for Thayer. Count it. No, shoot it. No good. But he's fouled on the play. And that's going to be foul number three, I believe, on Big. Yeah, it is. Colby Kernodle picked up his third foul. Comes with 7:06 to play in the ballgame. And this will send Keaton Nicholson to the free throw line for the Thayer Bobcats. With his team down by two. First free throw for the sophomore is up and good. Nicholson with his first point of the night. Lane Grimes out of the game now. And Landry Pitts back in. Grimey has had a good night, scoring eight off the Bobcat bench tonight. No bench scoring for the Alton Comets, which is very unusual. Nicholson hits the second free throw. And that's two more points off the bench for Thayer. So 10 of the Bobcats' 32 points have come from their bench this evening. A big difference in this game. And back to a two-point ball game. Alton with the lead and the basketball. Under 7 minutes to go. They got it right side for Droopy. He swings it cross court. Ball is stolen by Haven. Bobcats off on the two-on-two. Haven steps around the defense and scores the layup. Jace Haven now with 7 points, and we're tied at 34. 34 all with 6.5 minutes to go in the game. Alton with it. Out top to Kanan Heck. Moves off a screen. Dumps it down in the corner. Clary moves toward the bucket. Shoots again and scores. Hits the 12-footer. The senior coming through. He's got 10 points now on the night. And it's a two-point Alton Comet lead. Two teams just going at it here. This is high school basketball at its very finest, folks. Here's Jordan Andrews for Thayer. Jump pass down in the corner. Got it to Gage Pitts. Out to Landry. Back to Gage. Back to Landry Pitts. Landry moves it to the free throw line. Gives out to Andrews. He moves one shot or one step. Pulls up with a 15-footer and it's no good. Rattles off the rim. And rebound control by Colby Kernodle for Alton. So the Comets now with a two-point lead and the basketball. Kanan Heck has got it. Over to Drew Clary, who's had the hot hand. Droopy has scored 5 points here for the Alton Comets in the last couple of minutes. Here's Heck. Got it over to Morrison. Morrison down in the corner for Eli King. Eli back out on top. Alton Comets have got their starters on the floor right now. Thayer Bobcats with 4 of their 5 starters. Doss is on the bench. Keaton Nicholson is in. Alton continues to work it around the horn. Got it out on top. Now to Kanan Heck. Gage Pitts jumped out on him. Here's a gift to Clary. Turns, faces the bucket, gives it to Eli King. His shot is blocked. Another one is up. No good, but a foul is going to be called. And Eli King is going to go to the free throw line and shoot two. Foul's on number 22. That is Jordan Andrews. First foul of the night on Andrews. Team foul number 3 on the Thayer Bobcats. We're down to 5:16 to play in the ballgame. Alton trying to add to a 3-point lead here with Eli King at the free throw line. Eli misses the first free throw. Eli has not scored in the ballgame here this evening. And now Logan Doss back in the game for Thayer with 5:16 to go. Now both teams with the starters on the floor right now. Chance for a 3-point lead here as Eli King shoots the second free throw. That one is good. First point of the night for the Comet senior. And here come the Thayer Bobcats down 3 with 5 minutes and change to go. Gage Pitts with it out on top. Feeds over to Landry Pitts on the wing. Looking in the middle. Nobody open there. He'll feed it now to Gage Pitts on the wing. Back to Landry. Landry out top. Back over to Gage, and the Bobcats will reset. Haven coming out to the wing. Goes in the middle of the lane. Now goes to the right side. Bobcats get it over to Andrews. Andrews top of the key. Give back over to Haven. Haven jump pass out to Gage Pitts. Back out to Andrews. Andrews spins in the lane. Pull up jumper is good. Got the roll down. Jordan Andrews now with 14 is the first Bobcat in double figures. And here come the Alton Comets with a 1-point lead in the basketball here. 4:28 to go. Kanan Heck on the right side. Works away from the defense of Jordan Andrews. Feeds the ball over to Andy Morrison. Morrison now to Clary. Clary in the lane. Going to get fouled. It'll be a hold on Jordan Andrews. And Jordan looks over at Coach Pitts and gives him a nod. Says, yep, I know what I did. Won't do it again, Coach. And we're going to get a timeout on the floor. 4:18 to play in the game. 37-36. Alton Comets lead it by one. We'll be back to the district championship in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And back after our timeout, it'll be Alton Comet basketball here with 4:18 to play. Comets lead the Thayer Bobcats by one here in the Class 2 District 2 Championship game. Alton with it. Out near midcourt, Andy Morrison gives it over to Drew Clary. Comets don't have to get in a hurry, although they'd like to get that three-point spread again. Kaden Heck with it on the right side wing, making a four-point spread if somebody hits a long one. Here's Andy Morrison driving down the left side of the lane, kicks it back out to Clary. Drew has had the hot hand here in the second half. Takes it to the wing, holds it high, feeds it back out to Kaden Heck. 3:50 to go now in the ball game. Alton continues to work on the perimeter. Here's Clary, got it to the free throw line, dumps it down, trying to go in the corner. Ball is stolen by Jordan Andrews. Bobcats with a three-on-three break. Andrews dumps it out to Gage Pitts, back to Andrews, to the free throw line. Spin move, shot is up, and it's good. My goodness, what a move by Jordan Andrews. And the Thayer Bobcats are back on top by one, 38-37. So Andrews with the steal, and a beautiful spin move for the bucket with 3:20 to go in the ballgame. Thayer back on top. Here's Kaden Heck getting it down low for the Alton Comets to Kronodle. His shot is no good, and the rebound controlled by Jordan Andrews. Thayer Bobcats with a chance now to go up by three if they can convert a bucket. Jace Haven holds it out top. 3 minutes to go in the ball game. Now this to Jordan Andrews. Back over to Gage Pitts. Now down to Landry on the baseline. Landry dribble drive into the lane. Out to Haven for three. Yes, sir! Jace Haven hits a three-pointer off the left wing. Brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it 40-37. And I'm not sure that score is right. They didn't give him a three on that play. Apparently, they just gave him a two. That makes it 40-37. Thayer leads it by three with 2:48 to go. We've got a timeout on the floor. Give us time to say thanks to some more of your boosters helping to bring you the ballgame tonight, including the Dr. Jacob Ackman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in Thayer and West Plains, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Pump Service in Thayer, and Alex and Kylie O'Neill and the team at the RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. You've enjoyed our basketball games tonight. Don't forget, you can always listen to them again on the podcast on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. That's brought to you by Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores in Thayer and Alton. I would imagine the Thayer Lady Bobcat game is up on the podcast already, and this one will be a little bit after the ball game is over. So they did just give Haven two on that shot. Must have had a foot on the line. So it's a three-point game. Thayer up by three. Alton Comets with the basketball. 2:32 to go. Kaden Heck trying to get rid of it. He's going to get fouled by Landry Pitts. Pitts going to be called for the foul. That'll be number two on Landry tonight. And Alton will inbound the ball with 2:31 to go. Down by three. 40-37. Comets wanted to run the wheel play on the inbound, but couldn't get anybody open. Now they get it to Heck in the corner. Heck going into the lane. Forces up a shot. No good. And Logan Doss down with a rebound for Thayer. And the Bobcats can take their time here with 2:20 to go in the game, up by three. Jordan Andrews bring it up across the timeline. Looking to the left side, got it over there to Gage Pitts. Gage works it to the top, wings it right side to Andrews. Andrews has had the hot hand in the second half. 10 of his 15 on the night has come here in the second half. Here's Haven with the ball for Thayer, kicks it back over to Andrews. 2 minutes exactly to play in the game. Gage Pitts with it again out front. Haven cuts to the free throw line. Gage hits him with a pass, and now he'll get it back outside. Gives it back over to Gage Pitts. So Thayer milking the clock here. They've taken about 30 seconds off of it on this possession. Haven with it again. Going to hand off to Gage Pitts. Gage will work it back out front with a minute 35 to go. Morrison bumps him. Gage maintains control of the ball. Is it the Landry pitch? He'll go back out to Hayes to Andrews. Now Coach Pitts, his hands raised high, setting an offensive play. Minute 25 to go in the game. Thayer up by three with the ball. Gage Pitts will hand it to Jace Havis. Havis wings it over to Andrews. Andrews got a lane to the bucket. Misses the shot, but a foul going to be called on the Alton Collins, and Jordan Andrews will go to the free throw line. Bobcats took a play out of the comment book there, or the comments book there, as Logan Doss set a screen down on the inside and tried to go up over the top of the screen with Andrews. Got fouled by number 5, Kanan Heck. Free throw for Andrews is good. So Andrews now with 17 points in the game, 12 in the second half. Eli King and Colby Cronodal are out for the Alton Comets. Dalton Sharp and Kaysen Kinder check in. It's a four-point lead, and second free throw is good. Makes it a five-point ball game with a minute 16 to go, and we get a timeout on the floor. Minute 16 to play. Thayer leads Alton by five. We've got timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Well, the Thayer Bobcats have outscored the Alton Comets 12-6. In the first 7 minutes of this fourth quarter, and the Bobcats have built a five-point lead, 42-37, a minute 16 to go. Alton Comets will inbound it. Drew Clary lets it roll, touches it, picks it up at midcourt. Alton needs a quick bucket here. Clary going into the lane, fires it up, blocked by Doss, and the loose ball picked up by Landry Pitts, and the Thayer Bobcats now with the basketball and 1 minute to play. Andrews breaks free of the defense, gives it outside to Gage Pitts. Thayer will work it out. Thayer doesn't even have to shoot the basketball. Just keep it away. And now gives it to Haven. Haven will take it back out front. Working away from Morrison. Pulls up his dribble. Lobs it down to Gage Pitts. Gage in the corner. Running the baseline. Floats a, shoots a floater up there. Rebounded by Doss. Count it. And the foul. Logan Doss with the offensive rebound. And puts it up and in. His second bucket of the night. And the foul on Drew Clary will be his second of the night. That makes it a seven-point Bobcat lead. Doss at the free throw line. Oh, he stepped over the line. So the free throw won't count. So it's a seven-point game with 43 seconds remaining. 44-37. Comets have got to get in a hurry now. Morrison will give it up to Clary, and he threw it away. They threw it behind, and it goes out of bounds with 39 seconds to play. The Bobcat fans starting to feel like this one's in the bag, but don't count out these Comets yet. Bobcats inbound the ball in the backcourt. Kanan Heck working against Gage Pitts defensively and fouls him. And that'll be team foul number 7 on the Comets. So if the Bobcats make free throws, they're going to win what I believe is their 10th consecutive district championship. Wow. Here's Gage Pitts at the free throw line trying to add to his total. Gage with only 3 points tonight. He had a three-pointer early. And a good free throw shooter. He hits that one to give him four in the game. It's now 45-37. Thayer with the eight-point advantage. Make it nine as Pitts hits both free throws. So Gage with five. Playing a little bit of pressure in the backcourt. Here's Clary. Throws the ball down in the corner to Heck. He fires up a three-pointer. No good. Rebound. Controlled by the Thayer Bobcats, and with 24 seconds left, Pitts is going to be fouled by Kanan Heck. 23 seconds to go. Gage Pitts going back to the free throw line. And again, if the Bobcats hit free throws, they're going to win another one in the district championship. Thayer came in as the number one seed. Thayer girls came in as number two, and looks like at this point they're both going to go to the sectionals next Wednesday at the Libla Center on the campus of Three Rivers Community College. First free throw is good for Gage Pitts. He'll fire another one up. That one is no good. Rebound controlled by Heck. 20 seconds to go. Alton needs a bucket, and they need one in a hurry. Kanan Heck penetrates into the lane, pulls up with a jumper. It's good. And Coach Hollis calls a timeout. That'll make it a 8-point ball game with 14 seconds remaining. For Kanan Heck, that is his 10th point of the game. Clary and Heck each have 10. Morrison with 9 for the Alton Comets. Bear Bobcats are led tonight by Jordan Andrews, the sophomore and an All-State candidate, has been huge in this game. Lane Grimes has been huge in this game, scoring 8 off the Bobcat bench and shooting, including 2 huge three-point shots. And Jace Haven in double figures with 10. It's been an all-out team effort on both sides. And what's really sad, and I said this after the girls' game tonight, it's just too bad that one team's got to lose. But that's the way it goes. 14 seconds to play. 47-39. Alton down by 8. Coach Hollis says we got to get a quick steal. We got to score, and then we got to steal another one and score. And steal another one and score. It's a tough, tough job here. Alton Comets came into the game 21-7. Thayer was 20-6. Two teams that are very well matched up. So Alton trying to deny the inbound play here for the Thayer Bobcats. So far doing a good job. We're going to get a foul on Jed Montgomery. He'll foul Jordan Andrews. And with no time running off the clock, we'll go down the other end, and Andrews will shoot the 1-1. So Andrews with a chance for a 20-point game here in the championship. Foul on Jed Montgomery is first. Here's Brandon DeWolf will check into the ball game. Eli King will check out. Coach Hollis getting his senior out of there. DeWolf for his three-pointing shooting ability is in. Here's Andrews from the free throw line. Misses it. Rebound taken by Kinder. Got it to DeWolf. Now to Drew Claret. Bobcats double-team him in the backcourt. He'll throw it up to Kinder. Kinder fires a long three, and it's good! Kinder hits one from about 28 feet, and Alton gets another timeout. That makes it a 5-point game with 5 seconds left. For Kaysen, that was his first bucket of the night. We're going to take a – well, we'll just keep it right here. What a game, huh? What a game. Alton has led most of the night. They led 9-8 at the end of a quarter. They led 19-18 at the half, 31-30 at the end of three. But the Thayer Bobcats have scored 17 points in this quarter. Alton has just scored 11. And that's been the difference. Jordan Andrews took over the game in the second half after just 5 points in the first half. The Bobcat sophomore has now scored 18 in the game, so 13 second-half points. Five second-half points for Jace Haven, including a three-pointer. There, Bobcats have hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 three-pointers in the ballgame tonight. The Alton Comets have hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 three-pointers tonight. So here's Thayer, inbound the basketball with 5 seconds left. They inbound it to Andrews, and he'll get fouled immediately by Kanan Heck, and with 4.5 seconds to go, Jordan Andrews back to the free throw line. And crowds, some of them are starting to get ready to file out of here. Well, some of the Alton folks anyway. Thayer Bobcat fans, they'll hang around for a bit. And it looks like Thayer Bobcats are going to win the district championship again. Andrews at the line, hits the first free throw. Andrews now at 19, he'll be looking for number 20. DeWolf back in the game. Eli King is out for the Alton Comets. And you got to remember about these Comets, they get a bunch of these kids back a year from now. Second free throw is up and good for Andrews. He's got 20. Alton will inbound the basketball. Andy Morrison over to DeWolf. Slides down to the corner, shoots a three, no good. And there it is. The Thayer Bobcats have won the Class 2 District 2 Championship again. I believe this makes 10 years in a row. Your final score, 49-42, as the Thayer Bobcats outscore Alton 19-11 in the fourth quarter to take home the victory. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back, hopefully joined by Coach Matt Pitts of the Thayer Bobcats here in just a moment, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Thayer Bobcat Basketball and Alton Comet Basketball on the Ecom Sports Network. We'll be back in just 2 minutes.
Ozarks Medical Center is excited to welcome Dr. Melissa Wright to the team at the Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic. Dr. Wright joins nurse practitioner Sheila Marler at the Thayer location at the corner of Nettleton and Highway 63. Call 417-264-7136 for an appointment for family medicine, pediatrics, women's health, workman's comp, wellness exams, and so much more. OMC Thayer Mammoth Spring and Dr. Wright is here for you. Have you heard? Mayfield Auto Repair is now in their much bigger location. You'll find them at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains. Just turn off Porter Wagner at the Ford dealership, go under the bridge to the four-way stop, and go straight. You're going to love the convenient parking and new waiting room. Mike and Laura Mayfield pride themselves on great customer service and thank all their valued customers for making this growth happen. Minor and major repairs, exhaust work, alignments, they do it all. Mayfield Auto Repair. Call 417-256-9452.
Bank at Community First and conquer time and space. Just download to your mobile device the free mobile deposit app, then instantly deposit a check anytime, anywhere in the world, even West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, with secure confirmation in seconds. Community First, your community bank with world-class convenience.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Monty's Outdoors is the perfect place to get a jump start on spring. Find the latest releases in fishing rods, reels, and tackle. Don't let a little weather keep you on the sideline. Pair up new Hook and Columbia rainwear with muck or lacrosse boots. Save 20% on just-arrived Hook and Columbia sportswear. And find literally over 500 Columbia PFG hats for just $19. Get a jump start on spring at Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in West Plains.
And we're back after the ball game, joined by Coach Matt Pitts of the district champion Thayer Bobcats. Coach, that always sounds good to say.
Yeah, I don't really ever get old, I won't lie.
How many is this in a row before we talk about the game?
Seven.
Seven in a row. All right, so that is just, I mean, that's an outstanding run. And it's been basically, Coach, with seven different teams.
Yeah, and the turnover, especially here the last little bit, it's been quite, every year it seems like we lose four guys.
Yeah.
But, you know, that next man up mentality, I know that sounds like a cliche, but... Man, these guys kind of, that's what we do.
Well, tonight they certainly showed up. And, you know, you just got to talk about the grit of your team. Got down early. I mean, this is an old kind of team that is so big and can play so physical, but your guys didn't back down.
No, and, they are big and well-coached, and they've got some good athletes. And but our guys know you're right. They don't. They've got some grit, and whatever they lack in size, they make up with heart and grit.
You know, this is one of those games where two teams know each other probably better than any two teams that, I mean, around. So it's really hard to get anything going because the defense is knew where the offense was going almost before they got there.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You got so much stuff to try to deal with and try to prepare for, but what you're saying is right. It is what it is, and at the end of the day, like the old saying is, everybody's got a game plan until you get hit in the mouth.
Yeah.
Tonight, I think, was kind of how that went.
Yeah, I mentioned early in the game, I thought this one would come down to, because we knew both teams are really good defensively, it was who could make shots.
Yeah.
And when you got a shot, you had to knock it down.
Yeah, and Jordan there at the end, at the fourth quarter, made some huge plays. Doss had a huge play. Lane Grimes was absolutely tremendous.
In the first half, that was awesome.
Yeah, came in, made two big threes, and all those guys, I can't say enough about all of them. But it's been that way all year. You just kind of didn't know who was going to get you.
Well, you know, you look at it, and there was one point tonight when you had four sophomores and a junior on the floor, and for, you know, kids that young to hold it together in this atmosphere in this big a game says a lot about your basketball team.
Well, I appreciate that, and you know, we talked a lot early, even going back to last year, where, you know, you kind of almost have to throw out age and you just become a player. It's not how old you are, and I know that does matter. But I think sometimes people maybe make it matter too much. If you can play, you can play.
Well, you can play. All right, so you're going to get the winner of the Bernie and Haytai game. Well, that'll be a barn burner tomorrow night. I assume you're headed over for that one?
Yes, I probably will. That's always a good day when you get to win and then go watch another game. That's fun.
Next Wednesday night, I think after seven districts in a row, we kind of know the way over to Poplar Bluff now.
Yeah, we should. We can go over and pull one off. I mean, it's just... You just don't know. And what you said a while ago, the thing different with this game than a lot of them is if you can be as good as you are, it can be, but if the ball doesn't go in the hole, it can be a long night for anybody.
Absolutely. Coach Matt Pitts with Thayer Bobcats.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate it again.
Always.
Appreciate
you.
There you go, Matt Pitts and the Thayer Bobcats, district champions again. So it's a clean sweep for the Thayer Bobcats here at the Van Buren High School gym tonight as the Thayer Lady Bobcats upset number 3-ranked Ellington to win the girls' district 39-35 behind the 15 points of Maddie Curley. And the Thayer Bobcat boys win their 7th consecutive district championship, a win tonight 49-42 over the Alton Comets. Bobcats were led by Jordan Andrews, who had 20 points on the line. This quickly, I know we want to get to that Mammoth Spring game, so let's take a look at our scoring real quick for the Thayer Bobcats. 20 for Jordan Andrews tonight. He leads all scorers. 10 for Jace Haven. 8 for Lane Grimes. 2 for Keaton Nicholson. 4 for Logan Doss. 6 for Gage Pitts, including 3 free throws down the stretch. For the Alton Comets, those seniors, well, they fought hard trying to get that district championship. They just came up a little bit short tonight. Drew Clary scored 10 points. Kanan Heck, the junior, with 10. 9 for Andy Morris, and he hit 3 3-pointers tonight. 4 points for Dalton Sharp, a 3 for Kaysen Kinder at the end, 5 for Big Colby Kernodal, 3 of those from the free throw line, and 1 for Eli King. Hope you've enjoyed our doubleheader here, and of course we'll have another doubleheader for you Wednesday night from the Libla Center on the campus of Three Rivers Community College in Poplar Bluff. Now we got the Mammoth Spring Bears coming up in the sectionals, or the regionals, over in Strawberry, Arkansas at Hillcrest High School, and we'll be joining that in just a moment. Our game tonight has been brought to you by Paintmasters Collision Repair in Alton, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Alton and Thayer, the Alton Bank, the Fuel Express, Alton Auto Parts, Simpson's True Value, Hollis Insurance, Shelter Insurance, Norm Hollis in Alton, the Corn-Fed Rascal on the Square, and Monty's Outdoors of West Plains. Those folks have been with us all season long, and what a great season for the Alton Comets, finishing 21-8. For the Thayer Bobcats, our sponsors tonight have included Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in Thayer and West Plains, Oregon County Cars, Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley in Thayer, along with the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey in Mammoth Spring, FNBC Community Bankers, the Simmons Bank of West Plains, the Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, Mayfield Auto Repair, the Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove in Thayer, Monty's Outdoors, Ozarka College, Family Health Care, Nurse Practitioner Tammy Ward in Mammoth Spring, and the Thayer Pizza Inn. I'm Red Bull Mike Grace. Till next time, have a good time.